Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This week's show is going to the Dogs, but we'll also have a musical housewarming, we'll do some wondering, we'll keep a going, and try to solve a crime. Our elder granddaughter called a couple of weeks ago with some exciting news. She and her husband, married for less than a year, have bought their first house. It's still in escrow, but will soon be theirs, and I'm sure they're very excited and looking forward to having an actual living room big enough to accommodate a couch. So, with congratulations and best wishes to Miranda and Jason on their new home, we're going to start the show with a set of rapidly rotating records about houses. Oh, and by the way, I don't know when you'll be moving, but whenever it is, I'm out of town on business. Yeah, that's it. Out of town. Here's Abe Lyman's California Orchestra.
Thank you. house with a little green blinds at the end of Honeymoon Lane. Just a little white gate that early and late seems to say, won't you please call again? You leave troubles outside and your joys just begin when that little front door whispers, won't you come in to the little white house with a little green blinds at the end of Honeymoon Lane. For only 4 years, but for many more years, you and I will occupy a White House of our own. Residence or sire, still it is the residence where I can love you so much, not for only 4 years, but for many more years. You and I will occupy
I've played Dream House by the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, and it was also recorded by Ben Selvin, Anson Weeks, and Walter Krausgill's Balkanades Orchestra. But we started this residential set with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra and their June 15, 1928 rendition. Dream House was composed by Lynn F. Cowan, but the person who sang the Earl Fox lyrics on that recording is unidentified. It was made by Brunswick in Chicago, but the ledger says that it was a special recording made for the West Coast. I don't know what color Miranda and Jason's house is, but Dream House was followed by Tom Stax and his Minutemen, one of the dozens of pseudonyms for Harry Reaser's orchestra, and the little white house at the end of Honeymoon Lane. Pseudonyms aside, that actually was Tom Stax with the vocal refrain on that January 8, 1927 recording. It's hard to miss that unique voice. The Little White House was written by Eddie Dowling and James F. Hanley. Regardless of what color it is, we finished up with another White House, a White House of our own. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, February 2, 1933. Joe Burke wrote the tune and Jack Fulton sang the Arthur Freed lyric. I'm Glenn Robison and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. To start off this next segment, we're going to get going. Here's Adrian Rollini and his orchestra.
Needs a mowin', you're a lazy river flowin'. When are we going to get the time to love? Get leapin', you're creepin', while the cabin needs a sweepin'. Soon the stars will be a peepin'. When are we going to get the time to love? Evening's going to fall, Lordy. Love is going to call, you see. Ain't you ashamed at all, lazy? Always catching flies and making eyes at me. Get going, get going. Instead of making speed, you're slowing. Soon the rooster will be crowing. When are we going to get the time to love? Thank you.
goodbye to tears. The world is brighter. I'm looking forward to going back home. Home, sweet home. Poor little shack, you look so small there. I'm going back, if I must crawl there. I'm looking forward to going back home. Home, sweet home. Just look at that door. Swinging in the open, there is where my hopes are tied. Just look at that door. Goodness, how I'm hoping those I love are still inside. My days were blue, my nights were endless, but that's all true. I won't be friendless. I'm looking forward to going back home. Home, sweet home.
We started off this segment of the show with Get Goin'. That was Chick Bullock with Adrian Rollini and his orchestra from February 26, 1934. Get Goin' was written by Con Conrad, Milton Drake, and Ben Oakland. After you get goin', you should keep a goin'. I don't know about you, but I was a huge fan of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In in the 1970s, particularly for Gary Owens, with whom I once had breakfast. What was that? Oh, that... just the sound of me dropping a name. Anyway, another member of the cast was Henry Gibson, born James Bateman. Following his 3-year stint on Laugh-In, Gibson appeared in Robert Altman's 1975 film Nashville, playing country star Haven Hamilton. In fact, Gibson was an actual singer and songwriter, and he wrote the song Keep A Goin', which he sang in the film. It was based on a poem he had written and read in an appearance on The Dick Van Dyke Show. Why do I tell you this? Because Henry Gibson's Keep A Goin' is not to be confused with the Keep A Goin' we heard, played by Ray Miller's orchestra on December 13, 1923. This Keep A Goin' was written by Byron Gay and is the song hit from the show Helen of Troy, New York, which opened at the Selwyn Theater on June 19, 1923, and ran until December 1st. After you've been going for a while, it's nice to get back home, so we finished up with Eddie Duchin and his orchestra with I'm Looking Forward to Going Back Home, from February 28, 1934. Lou Sherwood sang the Sam M. Lewis lyric. The tune was composed by Abel Baer and Samuel Pokrass, P-O-K-R-A-S-S, a name which hasn't come up on the show before. Samuel Yakovlevich Pokrass was born in 1894 in Kiev, Russia, and during the Soviet Civil War, he wrote combat songs for the Red Army. He emigrated to the United States and worked as a composer in Hollywood until his death in 1939. His most famous film credits include the 1939 films The Little Princess and The Three Musketeers. A couple of weeks ago, I played Cliff Edwards' recording of Someone's Stolen My Sweet, Sweet Baby because we were celebrating Sidney Clare's birthday and he co-wrote the words. But Clyde Dewar's saxophone orchestra also recorded a wonderfully bouncy instrumental version of Maceo Pinkard's tune, and here it is to start off a crime set. ¶¶
Thank you. long ago. Oh, I was sad, now I'm glad. She is rushing back home like mad. Don't leave me, don't leave me no more. I have missed the kindness in you, and I miss you night and day too. Hurry back, hurry now. Everything is all fixed and how, and baby, don't leave me no more.
Started this musical crime spree with Clyde Dewar's Saxophone Orchestra and Someone's Stolen My Sweet, Sweet Baby, recorded by Columbia on November 5, 1925. That was followed by Ted Lewis and his band, with Ted Lewis declaring Somebody Stole My Gal on April 17, 1930. Somebody Stole My Gal was written by Leo Wood. Next was Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra at the Piccadilly Hotel in London in July of 1925, asking Where Is the Girl That Was Stolen From Me, written by Eddie Dowling and James F. Hanley. I'm happy to say we solved the crime in the last record of that set, Found My Gal. That was violinist Tal Henry's Territory Band, Tal Henry and his North Carolinians, December 5, 1928. The vocalist was Harold Medson. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. We're also on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. We're a little late in commemorating it because I had already set last week's playlist when I realized that August 26th was National Dog Day. National Dog Day was established in 2004 to help the public recognize the number of dogs that need to be rescued each year, and to acknowledge family dogs and working dogs that save lives, keep us safe, and bring comfort. So, for Impy and Woody, and in memory of Sassy, Kipnook, Cookie, and Miss Plup, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about canines, beginning with Isham Jones and his orchestra. Thank you. And with that, this show has officially gone to the dogs. The Jungle Band usually refers to Duke Ellington, but in this case we just heard Chick Webb's group, credited as the Jungle Band, and their hot number, Dog Bottom, a Chick Webb composition recorded June 14, 1929. We started off that canine set to commemorate National Dog Day with Isham Jones and his orchestra and Dog on the Piano. An answer song, I imagine, in response to Zez Confrey's 1921 hit, Kitten on the Keys. Dog on the Piano was written by Ted Shapiro, and that Brunswick recording was made April 25, 1924. Next was the All-Star Trio, Victor Arden on piano, George Hamilton Green on xylophone, and Wheeler Wadsworth playing saxophone on Bow Wow, parenthetically titled Puppy Love, a tune written by Wheeler Wadsworth. That OK 78 was recorded in July of 1920. The pianist? That's right, Roy Bargee. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to posts to the Facebook page or website, postal mail and email, you can now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions or make comments about the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1234-PLAY-78s, or 1234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, and I'll do my best to personally answer. That's 1234-PLAY-78s. For this final segment of the show, we're going to do some wondering. Here's Joseph M. Necht's Waldorf Astoria Dance Orchestra with a Triple R debut. As a matter of fact, all three of the records in this set are being heard on the show for the first time. Thank you.
tender, my darling, if you think it's right to leave me so lonely, I wonder who's sharing the love I once knew, while I'm here despairing, still caring for you. My poor heart needs mending, on you I'm depending, does this mean the ending, I wonder?
Drummer man, do you know who made rhythm?
Not me.
Saxophones, do you know who made rhythm?
Not us.
Trumpet men, can you tell me who made rhythm?
Not us. Say, brother, you've been giving us the third degree.
I said the third degree.
Well, you see, look here. Here's what seems to trouble me.
And what is that?
The Lord made the man, he made the woman too. Now, if you read your Bible, you'll know it's true. He made us all, the big and the small, but I wonder who made rhythm. The Lord made the birds, he taught them how to sing, but now what good are birdies if they can't swing? He made the trees, the birds and the bees, but I wonder who made rhythm. Moses was a leader, you'll admit it's true. But I wonder whether he could swing like our leaders do. Scientists say that we're all made of clay, and if their deductions are all okay, they can't explain the wind and the rain, but they don't know who made rhythm.
Thank you.
You've heard him on the show directing the B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Chord Orchestra with vocals by the Silver Masked Tenor. But we started off this final segment of the show with a premiere for Joseph M. Neck's Waldorf Astoria Dance Orchestra. That was I Wonder If You Still Care For Me, recorded in September of 1921. I Wonder If You Still Care For Me was composed by Ted Snyder, and there are words which were written by Harry B. Smith and Francis Wheeler. You've heard the Clevelanders on the show many times before, and as you know, the Clevelanders is a pseudonym for Harry Reeser. But that's the first time Edmund Ruffner has been heard on the show, on I Wonder. That was recorded March 15, 1928, and the group also recorded an instrumental in the same session. Edmund Ruffner, R-U-F-F-N-E-R, was born November 18, 1899, in Crawfordsville, Indiana. At the age of just 9 months, he won third prize in Crawfordsville's Beautiful Baby Contest. The family moved to Seattle a few years later, and by the 1920s, Ruffner was working as a singer and radio announcer. He was known professionally as Tiny Ruffner, but at 6'6", he was anything but tiny. In the 1930s, he was heard on Captain Henry's Maxwell House Showboat and Fred Allen's Salad Bowl Review, The Hour of Smiles, and Town Hall Tonight shows. Tiny Ruffner died on February 25, 1983, in Mount Clemens, Michigan. We finished up that wondering set with Noble Sissel and his orchestra asking the musical question, I Wonder Who Made Rhythm, on March 11, 1936. I Wonder Who Made Rhythm was written by Sammy Kahn and Saul Chaplin. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.